Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I don't get it. I just don't. I don't understand. Is someone, first of all, welcome to the Scales of Truth, but this is going to be a quick one. Is someone just waving a spoon in front of these folks in the alternative platform areas? Why do they think everything has to be about Bitcoin this and crypto that? I just don't understand. Why can't you just have advertising that's not spyware? Somebody in the not Google area can't just have advertising that's not spyware? I mean, for instance, Art of Manliness. I'm going to give you three guesses on what your demographic might be for that website, right? And you could give some pretty good guesses based on the channel. And then people could decide whether or not they want to advertise for those channels. So I get it. It's like you don't need a sales executive, but you can do some less targeted advertising that's not about privacy invasion. For instance, if it's a channel that talks about guns a lot, how hard would it be to simply, instead of going back to the consumer itself, to simply diagnose the channel's general properties? That's out on the public. You can add as many tags as you want to that. You can use some of their tags. You can ask them to put up tags. And that's semi-targeted advertising without any of the spyware. And then you have to worry less about whether or not effing Google Ad Services drops you in a given moment. I guess I'm just confused on why I use Brave and it's like, oh, get the crypto. And I use Rumble. It's like, oh, how many crypto whatevers have you got? I mean, I don't use Rumble that much, but clearly that's how that's being run a little bit. And of course, if the channels get more advertising, then you can get it down. I mean, you can still keep track on that side. It's not the consumer side. It's the where the ads got placed side and whether or not they're viewed, but anonymously, not by the person going and tracking down exactly what that person has watched, right? Just how many views. You could still do all of that and therefore target back to, hey, we're going to assume through views and then also ad views that this person is worth some money. It should be paid some money. I just don't get why it has to be all this weird crypto thing. Maybe it's just because it's easier to, I don't know, get your hands on or kind of create a crypto type of a. And also, to be clear, I don't know crypto. But see, that's part of the point. Part of the point is, you sure you don't want to go back to just regular pay? Because that's what everybody's used to. And then you get more traffic because people aren't like, what do I got to do? I got to be dealing in crypto in order to be viewing these things. I've got a guilt trip because this person hasn't made very much money. You have to go back to the, it's free to you because of advertising, invisible aspect. And it can simply be targeted advertising based on content, not all the various demographics and spyware and movements of the viewer. If the viewer goes from Second Amendment videos where he can see, he or she can see gun advertisements, then they go to, blonde bombshells, where they can see advertisements for Maxim magazine. Is that even still a thing? Probably not. I bet you it's not even published. Then guess what? Those are two advertisements that were targeted to that person generally. Right? And you're not always going to hit, but you don't always hit on broadcast TV. And broadcast TV makes money. So, yeah, I guess it's a plea to Brave. It's probably a plead. I don't know if DuckDuckGo uses this. A plead to Rumble, a plead to Gab, a plead to Brighty on a plea to BitChute. It's like, guys, stop making it look like I'm in the dark web with this weird, you know, value exchanges when you have advertising already. Work the advertising angle. And if you work that in parallel, you can come up with a fairly parallel system where people, yeah, they do the Google, but then they also do the things for the places that say, screw you, Google. And in the same token, they say, hey, I want to be in here. Let's see what you guys, where you guys will automatically spit my ad, and then you can give me the results thereafter. And no, does it get all the way down to, did Joe Bob, did that sale actually convert in one of your stores online or otherwise? No, it doesn't. But it's still something besides me having to look at whether someone has made 32 cents, you know, off of their video because there's been 14 views, or it's or maybe I just need to watch a big instructional video on these things. I don't know. But every time I go to that, all I can see is this alienates people from what they would usually do, which is freely watch something and not wonder what the hell is going on with these dollars and cents showing on a video and what you're supposed to do there. And then sometimes it's because, well, you sign in, you get the blah, 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 tokens you can earn. And the if you don't sign in, you can't see all of it. It's like, dude, just let it be seen and let the advertising do its trick. The sign-in shouldn't take away anything. It shouldn't add any real intelligence on the user side, of course, besides something like being able to save videos and the like, you know, saving with favorites. Anyway, just to plead for all my alternative platform types, you can still use advertising. Stop being weird with the crypto. I don't get it. I mean, maybe in 3 or 4 years, after they haven't made crypto fail over and over again, after getting some people into it. But you don't have to go there. I mean, maybe if you make it an alternate and less visible, like maybe you want to get paid in crypto instead of in dollars and cents, but I shouldn't see any of that. If I'm not a creator, I don't need to see any of that. Okay, I didn't accidentally earn some kind of credit in whatever crypto, and then I accidentally kind of distributed my credit to this video because I watch that channel enough. Forget that. That needs to go. Just make it advertising. Okay, guys, just a plea. I know it's got to be more successful. And then literally you are a competitor with Google and their ad services. That is your marketing structure. It's like, hey, do you feel like you're stuck in Google ad services and you don't really feel comfortable with the idea that you have to go along with a privacy invasion, Google ad services, but you're not sure what else to do? Well, try over here. You'll get Rumble. You'll get Bright Eon. You'll get BitChute. You'll get, I don't know, Stu Peters stuff. I have no idea. Other things, Odyssey. Instead of them seemingly to have all different deals, and then that type of, whoever comes up with it, Brave, you going to try it? Brave ad services. It's still anonymous, no privacy tracking, simply views based on content, tags and obvious content, you know, aspects, what the subject area is. You can do it, guys. I know you can. And then you won't be you know, being victimized by Google's ad services. Okay, guys, thanks for listening.